105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King. This is another episode of The Voice on The King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer. Today, I want to recap the East Suburban Atlanta chapter of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated 8th Annual Children's Ball 2024, which took place over the weekend, Saturday, November 15th, off Claremont Road at the ballroom at the Carlos Center. The event theme for this year was Cirque du Jack and Jill. The pink and blue under the big top decor and the entertainment matched the event so extravagantly, with entry greeting by a juggler on stilts who also gave a bubble show adding to the excitement, a stage aerialist, 360 photo booths, plus a suite full of snacks and popcorn for the kids to enjoy throughout the evening. 105 The King was media sponsor for this year, where I was invited by the ball's chair, Alicia Johnson, and co-chair Amelia Adams to host the pink carpet, where I got the first look into the attire of hundreds of affluent African-American families who came dressed to a T. Attire was semi-formal with optional pops of pink and blue. So you know me, I decided to wear a pink lace trim dress. But when I tell you, the young ladies came in furs, sparkle gowns, and tutu dresses. The young men were in full suits with top hats, some tailored and customized specifically for the event, I was told. These children did not come to play, and their parents made sure they stepped out in style and put on for their organization. On the pink carpet, I had the opportunity to interview the regional director for the Southern Eastern region of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated, where you know I had to feature her on The Voice on the King and have her to share her passion and purpose within the organization. Take a listen at this live clip from the 2024 Children's Ball Cirque du Jack and Jill.
We are at Jack and Jill of America, the Children's Ball 2024, and I have the pleasure to speak with someone very important of the Jack and Jill of America organization. If you could please introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Takesha Lewis, and I am proud to serve as the regional director for the Southeastern region of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated.
That is an amazing position to hold within this prestigious organization, Ms. Takesha. So tell the people about your passion and purpose of what drove you to Jack and Jill of America.
So Jack and Jill of America is a family organization dedicated to nurturing the future African American leaders in our country. So I was honored to be extended an invitation to join the organization 14 years ago.
Wow.
But as I have gone and led throughout my chapter and now on the regional level, the children and all that we're able to provide for them as it relates to our programming, the opportunities, the experience, that they would not have gotten if it were not for Jack and Jill has really driven me to the role that I'm in right now. It's always first in the mind and thoughts of our children.
Takesha Lewis was so sweet and passionate about her position. I just love speaking with her and experiencing her energy. The unique experience of the Children's Ball highlights the philanthropic giving of donors and impresses upon its young guests the importance of giving back to others. Through the Children's Ball's children-centered fundraising, they have raised thousands of dollars to give to community organizations that are child-centered and aligned with Jack and Jill of America's mission to make a difference in the lives of all children. The benefiting organization of this year's ball was Generate Tech, a one-of-a-kind STEAM education nonprofit fostering learning via hands-on interactions. The ball had an entire section that gave the children space for creativity, critical thinking, and collaboration training with a repository of STEAM knowledge and a self-engaging, all-inclusive portal and much more. Log on now to GenerateTech.com to learn more about this STEAM program. Also benefiting was the Jack and Jill of America Foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated. And for more than 55 years, Jack and Jill of America Foundation has remained steadfast in its commitment to addressing issues affecting African American children and families. Learn more by visiting jackandjillfoundation.org. Cirque du Jack and Jill, hosted by the East Suburban Atlanta chapter of Jack and Jill of America, was certainly an unforgettable night of philanthropy, fun, and excitement for children aged 2 through 12 and their families, with food, music, dancing, and entertainment that kept everyone captivated all night long. Log on now to thechildrensball.net, where you can show your support and donations and sponsoring for the 2025 Children's Ball. Thank you greatly for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King with me, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer. Come back this Thursday at 4 p.m. for another episode. Until then, be sure to keep it locked here on 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.